Ayam Vishapad Paramahansa Pravarajakacharya Sri Srimad, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Premsika Hoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Vedakadadhadar Sri Vasati Gaura Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Sri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai, Sri Purushottam Kshetra Dham Ki Jai, Sri Nudwarka Dham Ki Jai. All glories to the Simple Devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the Simple Devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the Simple Devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Namo Vishnu Padaya Kshara Vrdali Shrimate Padmananda Swami Charane. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So, next in our reading of the CC, we'll be hearing about the King Pratap Rudra's intense desire to get the mercy of the Lord and the different things that he went through to achieve that end. So it begins in the 10th chapter of the Madhya Lila, when he first gets the inclination to want to find out about Lord Chaitanya, because Ramananda Roy was one of the governors in his kingdom, and he was also he also knew Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So it begins with text 3. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed for South India, King Pratap Rudra called Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to his palace. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met with the king offered him a seat with all respects and inquired about the news of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The king then said to the Bhattacharya, "I have heard that one great personality has come from Bengal and is staying at your home. I have also heard that he is very, very merciful. I have also heard that this great personality has shown you great favor. At any rate, this is what I hear from many different people. Now, being merciful upon me, you should do me the favor of arranging an interview." The Bhattacharya replied, "All that you have heard is true, but as far as an interview is concerned, it is very difficult to arrange. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the renounced order and is very much detached from worldly affairs. He stays in solitary places, and even in dreams he does not grant interviews to a king. Still, I would have tried to arrange your interview, but he has recently left to tour South India." The king asked, "Why has he left Jagannath Puri?" Bhattacharya replied, "Such are the pastimes of a great personality. Great saints go to holy places of pilgrimage in order to purify them. For that reason, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is visiting many tirthas and delivering many, many conditioned souls. Saints of your caliber are themselves places of pilgrimage. Because of their purity, they are constant companions of the Lord, and therefore they can purify even the places of pilgrimage." Purport. This verse, spoken by Maharaj Yudhisthira to Vidura in the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.13.10, is also quoted in the Adi Lila 1.63. A Vaishnav travels to places of pilgrimage to purify them and reclaim fallen conditioned souls. This is the only duties of a Vaishnava. Actually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not a living entity, but the Supreme Personality Godhead himself. Consequently, he is a fully independent controller, yet in his position as a devotee, he carries out the activities of a devotee. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur points out that because there are many permanent residents in holy places who do not precisely follow the rules and regulations governing living in a sacred place, exalted devotees have to go to these places to reclaim them. This is the business of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is unhappy to see others materially enmeshed. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the worshipful deity of all Vaishnavas, the activities of a Vaishnava were taught by him. Nonetheless, he is the complete and independent Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Purnakshudo Nitya Muktaha. He is complete, completely uncontaminated and eternal. He is Sanatana, for he has no beginning or end. Upon hearing this, the king replied, "Why did you allow him to leave? Why didn't you fall at his lotus feet and keep him here?" Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya replied, "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself and is completely independent, being Lord Krishna himself. He is not dependent on anyone. Still, I endeavored very hard to keep him here, but because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and completely independent, I was not successful." The king said, "Bhattacharya, you are the most learned and experienced person I know. Therefore, when you address Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Lord Krishna, I accept this as truth." Purport. This is the way to advance in spiritual science. One must accept the words of an acharya, a bona fide spiritual master, to clear the path for spiritual advancement. This is the secret of success. However, one's guide must be a spiritual master who is actually an unalloyed devotee, strictly following the instructions of the previous acharya without deviation. Whatever the spiritual master says must be accepted by the disciple. Only then is success certain. This is the Vedic system. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a Brahmana and a realized soul, whereas Pratapa Rudra was a Kshatriya. Kshatriya kings used to obey very faithfully the orders of learned Brahmins and saintly persons, and in this way they would rule their country. Similarly, Vaishyas used to follow the king's orders, and the Shudras used to serve the three higher castes. In this way, the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras used to live cooperatively, performing their respective duties. Consequently, society was peaceful, and people were able to discharge the duties of Krishna consciousness. Thus, they were happy in this life and able to return home, back to Godhead. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returns again, I wish to see him just once in order to make my eyes perfect. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, "His Holiness Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will return very soon. I wish to have a nice place ready for him, a place solitary and peaceful. Lord Chaitanya's residence should be very secluded and also near the temple of Jagannath. Please consider this proposal and give me a nice place for him." The king replied, "Kashi Mishra's house is exactly what you require. It is near the temple and very secluded, calm, and quiet." After saying this, the king became very anxious for the Lord's return. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then went to Kashi Mishra to convey the king's desire. So then the pastimes with King Pratapa Rudra and Lord Chaitanya continue in the next chapter, chapter 11. So we'll skip to there. So by this point, Lord Chaitanya had just returned to Jagannath Puri from his South Indian tour. And it begins with text 3 in the 11th chapter. The next day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya requested Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give him permission to submit a statement without fear. Pardon me? Oh, he did. How far did he read into the 11th chapter? Where did he stop? Aha. Okay. So then, in that case, we shall skip to the 12th chapter when Lord Chaitanya, King Prataparudra meets Lord Chaitanya just before the cleansing of the Gundija temple. I don't have the 12th chapter in this book. Could I borrow yours, Sachinoy? Thank you. Okay, so this begins with text 4 of chapter 12. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from his South Indian tour, Maharaj Prataparudra, the king of Orissa, became very anxious to meet him. The king sent a letter from his capital, Cuttack, to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, entreating him to obtain the Lord's permission so that he could go to see him. Replying to the king's letter, the Bhattacharya wrote that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not given his permission. After this, the king wrote him another letter. In this letter, the king requested Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, "Please appeal to all the devotees associated with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and submit this petition to them on my behalf. If all the devotees associated with the Lord are favorably disposed towards me, they can submit my petition at the lotus feet of the Lord. By the mercy of all the devotees, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Without his mercy, my kingdom does not appeal to me. If Gaura Hari, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will not show mercy to me, I shall give up my kingdom and become a mendicant and beg from door to door." When the Bhattacharya received this letter, he became very anxious and then took the letter and went to the devotees of the Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met with all the devotees and described the king's wishes. Then he presented the letter to all of them for inspection. Upon reading the letter, everyone was astonished to see that King Prataparudra had so much devotion for the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotees gave their opinion and said, "The Lord will never meet the king, and if we request him to do so, the Lord will surely feel very unhappy." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then said, "We shall go once again to the Lord, but we shall not request him to meet the king. Rather, we shall simply describe the good behavior of the king." Having thus reached a decision, they all went to the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There, although ready to speak, they could not even utter a word. After they arrived at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place, the Lord, seeing them, said, "What have you all come here to say? I see that you want to say something, but you did not speak. What is the reason?" Nityananda Prabhu then said, "We want to tell you something. Although we cannot say without speaking, we are still very much afraid to speak. We want to submit before you something that may or may not be befitting. The matter is this. Unless he sees you, the king of Orissa will become a mendicant." Nityananda Prabhu continued, "The king has decided to become a mendicant and accept the sign of a mendicant by wearing an ivory earring. He does not want to enjoy his kingdom without seeing the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Purport. In India, there is still a class of professional mendicants who are very much like gypsies of Western countries. They know some magical art and mystical process, and their business is to beg from door to door, sometimes pleading and sometimes threatening. Such mendicants are sometimes called yogis and sometimes called kanapata yogis. The word kanapata refers to one who has put a hole in his ear to wear an earring made of ivory. Maharaj Prataparudra was so depressed by not getting to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he decided to become such a yogi. Ordinary men think that a yogi must have an ivory earring in its ear, but this is not the sign of a real yogi. Maharaj Prataparudra also thought that to become a mendicant yogi, one must wear such an earring. So this really shows King Prataparudra's position. So at this point in his development of Krishna consciousness, he's still very much a neophyte. He doesn't know very much philosophically about Krishna consciousness, about what it means to be a devotee, about what it means to live a spiritual life, to practice Krishna consciousness. He's simply familiar with external formalities and external circumstances and behaviors. But by the mercy of the devotees, he's heard something about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he has great faith in the devotees. So this is really how the process works. We begin with adau shraddha. In the beginning, we have a little bit of faith by hearing from other people, just like when he first approached Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he mentioned to him, I have heard from so many subjects within my kingdom about this great mendicant. Please tell me about him. So that's where it began. It began from hearing, and that hearing developed faith. And that faith brought him into the association of the devotees, Sadhu Sangha. But at this point, he still doesn't have any real philosophical understanding of Krishna consciousness. He has these false ideas about spiritual life and what it means to practice spiritual life. He thinks that simply by piercing his ear and wearing an ivory earring, then that makes him a mendicant. Just like many people here in the West think that homeless people are somehow closer to spiritual life just because they live on the street. But that's not the case. So, eventually King Prataparudra gets a little bit of spiritual knowledge and comes to realize that just changing his external circumstances, it won't actually make him a devotee. Just by piercing his ear and wearing ivory, he's not going to become a devotee. He's not going to become an actual mendicant. You know, just like the... Who are they in South India? The Bhattaharis? You know, the Bhattaharis, they were a band of gypsies. You know, but they had some mystical powers, and just like Prabhupada mentioned in the purport here, just like the gypsies of the Western countries, you know, and they would go and steal people and persuade them to come under their control through various manipulations, and then go use them to exploit the public. And meanwhile, thinking that they have some spiritual practice and that, you know, they're making some whatever, some spiritual progress, that they're like some mendicant or some saintly person. In the same way, there's so many homeless people here in the West who think, you know, you ask them and they'll philosophize for hours, you know, until the sun goes down about this thing and that and about how spiritual they are, and they know everything about everything, and they'll tell you all about all the problems of your spiritual life and how you're not really practicing properly and you don't know anything, and they've been homeless for 30 years, therefore they know the end-all be-all about spirituality. But really, just because they stink and they have a long beard doesn't mean that they actually know anything. You know, what really is required is to gain some spiritual knowledge, to read from these books from Srila Prabhupada, associate with the devotees, take to the instructions of the spiritual master. Just like King Prataparudra, he didn't question the instructions, the information given by Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. He just accepted it as a fact. And this is the process. You don't question the instructions of your spiritual master. That's even why when Arjuna surrendered to Krishna, He said, I'm done with these friendly talks. Whatever you say, I will accept. And that's the process for getting spiritual knowledge. It's also the process for getting even material knowledge. You go to college, university, for acquiring material knowledge, and you don't go in the class and start challenging the teacher and telling the teacher that you know better, that you know how to really teach and you know what the subject is all about. No, the teacher is materially qualified. They have their degrees. They've been vetted by the college. And they're authorized to teach. And so you go in the class and you sit down and you listen and you don't question. You don't challenge their authority. And in that way you learn. In the same way with spiritual life. You don't go to a spiritual teacher, a guru, and challenge them and defy them and say, oh, well, really, I think it's like this and I know it's like that. No, you go and you humbly submit yourself and you accept their instruction. So continuing, Nityananda Prabhu continued, the king has expressed his desire to see the moon-like face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his eyes full satisfaction. He would like to raise the lotus feet of the Lord to his heart. Hearing all these statements, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind was certainly softened, but externally he wished to speak some harsh words. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I can understand that you all desire to take me to Cuttack to see the king. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is naturally the reservoir of all kindness, and as soon as he heard the statement made by the king, his heart immediately softened. Thus the Lord was ready to go see the king even at Cuttack. He did not even consider allowing the king to come from Cuttack to Jagannath Puri to see him. It is significant that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so kind that he was ready to go see the king at Cuttack. Apparently, it was never expected that the king wanted to see the Lord at his place. But by way of being externally harsh, the Lord indicated that if all the devotees so desired, he would go to Cuttack to see the king. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, what to speak of spiritual advancement? All the people will blaspheme me. And what to speak of all the people? Damodar would chastise me. I shall not meet the king at the request of all the devotees. What I shall do if Damodar will give his permission. Purport. From the spiritual point of view, a sannyasi is strictly forbidden to see materialistic people, especially a king who is always engaged in counting pounds, shillings, and pence. Indeed, the meeting between a sannyasi and a king is always considered abominable. A sannyasi is always subjected to public criticism, and a small fault on his part is taken seriously by the public. People actually expect a sannyasi to preach and not take part in any social or political matters. If a sannyasi is subject to public criticism, his preaching will not be fruitful. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically wanted to avoid such criticism so that his preaching work would not be hampered. It so happened that while the Lord was talking to his disciples at that time, the devotee Damodar Pandit was present. This Damodar Pandit was a very faithful devotee and staunch lover of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whenever there was anything that might touch or taint the character of the Lord, Damodar Pandit would immediately point it out, not even considering the exalted position of the Lord. It is sometimes said that fools rush in where angels dare not, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to point out Damodar Pandit's foolishness in coming forward to criticize the Lord. This is why the Lord stated if Damodar Pandit would give him permission, he would go to see the king. There was deep meaning in this statement, for it is a warning that Damodar should not dare criticize the Lord anymore, for it was not befitting his position as a devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was considered the guide and spiritual master of all the devotees living with him. Damodar Pandit was one of them, and the Lord rendered Damodar Pandit a special favor by warning him to avoid criticizing him any further. A devotee or disciple should never attempt to criticize the Lord or his representative, the spiritual master. Damodar immediately replied, "My Lord, you are the fully independent Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since everything is known to you, you know what is permissible and what is not permissible. I am merely an insignificant jiva, so what power do I have to give directions to you? By your own personal choice, you will meet with the king. I shall see it. The king is very much attached to you, and you are feeling affection and love toward him. Thus I can understand that by virtue of the king's affection for you, you will touch him. Although you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are completely independent, still, you are dependent on the love and affection of your devotees. That is your nature." Nityananda Prabhu then said, "Who is there in the three worlds who can ask you to see the king? Still, isn't it the nature of an attached man to give up his life if he does not attain his desired object? For instance, some of the wives of the Brahmins who were performing sacrifices gave up their lives in the presence of their husbands for the sake of Krishna." Purport. This refers to the day Lord Sri Krishna and his cowherd boys and flocks of animals were present in the pasturing grounds near Mathura. At that time, the cowherd boys, being a little hungry, requested food. And Lord Krishna asked them to go to the Brahmins, who were engaged nearby in performing yajna, or sacrifice, and to get some food from the yajna. Being so ordered by the Lord, all the cowherd boys went to the Brahmins and asked them for food, but they were denied. After this, the cowherd boys begged food from the wives of the Brahmins. All these wives were very much devoted to Lord Krishna in spontaneous love. And as soon as they heard the requests of the cowherd boys and understood that Krishna wanted some food, they immediately left the place of sacrifice. They were very much chastised for this by their husbands, and they were ready to give up their lives. It is the nature of a pure devotee to sacrifice his life for the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Nityananda Prabhu then submitted one suggestion for the Lord's consideration. "There is a way," he suggested, "by which you need not meet the king, but which would enable the king to continue living. If you, out of your mercy, send one of your outer garments to the king would live hoping to see you sometime in the future." Purport. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was thus very tactfully suggesting that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give a piece of his old clothing to the king. Even though the king was not meant to meet the Lord, was not to meet the Lord, the king would then be pacified by receiving such a cloth. The king was very anxious to see the Lord, yet it was not possible for the Lord to see him. Just to resolve the situation, Nityananda Prabhu suggested that the Lord send an old piece of clothing. Thus the king would understand that the Lord was showing mercy to him. The king would then not do anything drastic like giving up his life or becoming a mendicant. The Lord said, "Since you are all very learned personalities, whatever you decide, I shall accept." Lord Nityananda Prabhu then obtained an external garment used by the Lord by requesting it from Govinda. Thus Nityananda Prabhu delivered the old cloth into the care of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sent it to the king. When the king received the old cloth, he began to worship it exactly as he would worship the Lord personally. Purport. This is also the conclusion of the Vedic injunctions. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the absolute truth, everything in relation to him is on the same platform. The king had great affection for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and although he did not see the Lord, he had nonetheless already attained the conclusion of devotional service. Immediately upon receiving the cloth from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the king began to worship it, accepting it as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord's clothing, bedding, slippers, and everything required as an ordinary necessity are all transformations of Shesha, Vishnu, the expansion of Sri Baladev. Thus the cloth and other paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality Godhead are but other forms of the Supreme Personality Godhead. Everything connected to the Lord is worshipable. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs us that just as Krishna is worshipable, Krishna's place, Vrindavan, is also worshipable. And as Vrindavan is worshipable, similarly, the paraphernalia in Vrindavan, the trees, roads, rivers, everything is worshipable. A pure devotee thus sings, Jaya Jaya Vrindavan Basi Yatra Jana. All glories to the residents of Vrindavan. If a devotee has a staunch devotional attitude, all these conclusions will be awakened or revealed within the heart. Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata gurau tasyaite katita hyartak prakashante mahatmanaha. Only upon those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Thus, following in the footsteps of Maharaj Pratapa Rudra and other devotees, we should learn to worship everything belonging to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is referred to by the Lord Shiva as Tadiyanam. In the Padma Purana, it is stated, Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnor aradhanam param tasmat paratarang devi tadiyanam samartanam. O Devi, the most exalted system of worship is the worship of Lord Vishnu. Greater than that is the worship of Tadiya, or anything belonging to Vishnu. Sri Vishnu is Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Similarly, the most confidential servant of Krishna, the spiritual master, and all devotees of Vishnu are Tadiya. The Satchit Ananda Vigraha, Guru, Vaishnavas, and things used by them must be considered Tadiya and without a doubt worshipable by all living entities. This also corresponds to one of the nine limbs of bhakti as Padasevanam. After returning from his service in South India, Ramananda Roy requested the king to allow him to remain with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Ramananda Roy requested the king to allow him to stay with the Lord, the king immediately gave him permission with great satisfaction. As for the king himself, he began to solicit Ramananda Roy to make a meeting arrangement. The king told Ramananda Roy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very merciful to you. Therefore, please solicit my meeting with him without fail. The king and Ramananda Roy returned together to Jagannath Chaitra, Puri. And Sri Ramananda Roy met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, Ramananda Roy informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the ecstatic love of the king. Indeed, as soon as there was some opportunity, he repeatedly informed the Lord about the king. Sri Ramananda Roy was indeed a diplomatic minister for the king. His general behavior was very expert, and simply by describing the king's love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gradually softened the Lord's mind. Purport. A diplomat in the material world knows how to deal with people, especially in political affairs. Some of the great devotees of the Lord, like Ramananda Roy, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Rupa Goswami, were government officers and had a background of very opulent householder life. Consequently, they knew how to deal with people. In many instances, we have seen the diplomacy of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Ramananda Roy employed in the service of the Lord. When Raghunath Das Goswami's father and uncle were to be arrested by government officials, Raghunath Das Goswami hid them and personally met the government officers and settled the affair diplomatically. This is but one instance. Similarly, Sanatan Goswami, after resigning his ministership, was thrown in jail, and he bribed the attendants of the jail so he could leave the clutches of the Nawab and live with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now we see Ramananda Roy, a most confidential devotee of the Lord, diplomatically softened the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Despite the fact that the Lord definitely decided not to meet the king, the diplomacy of Ramananda Roy and entreaties of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and all the other great devotees succeeded. The conclusion is that diplomacy used for the service of the Lord is a form of devotional service. Maharaj Prataparudra, in great anxiety, could not endure seeing the Lord. Therefore, Sri Ramananda Roy, by his diplomacy, arranged a meeting with the Lord for the king. Sri Ramananda Roy frankly requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Please show your lotus feet to the king at least once." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "My dear Ramananda Roy, you should make this request after duly considering whether it is befitting a sannyasi to meet a king. If a mendicant meets a king, this world and the next world are both destroyed for the mendicant. Indeed, what is there to say of the next world? In this world, people will joke if the sannyasi meets a king." Ramananda Roy replied, "My lord, you are the supreme independent personality. You have nothing to fear from anyone, because you are not dependent on anyone." When Ramananda Roy addressed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu objected, saying, "I am not the Supreme Personality Godhead, but an ordinary human being. Therefore, I must fear public opinion in three ways, with my body, mind, and words. As soon as the general public finds a little fault in the behavior of a sannyasi, they advertise it like wildfire. A black spot of ink cannot be hidden on a white cloth. It is always very prominent." Ramananda Roy replied, "My dear Lord, you have delivered so many sinful people. This king Prataparudra, the king of Orissa, is actually a servitor of the Lord and your devotee." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, "There may be much milk in a big pot, but if it is contaminated by a drop of liquor, it is untouchable. The king certainly possesses all good qualities, but simply by taking up the name king, he has infected everything. But if you are still very eager for the king to meet with me, please first bring his son to meet me. It is indicated in the revealed scripture that the son represents the father. Therefore, the son's meeting with me would be just as good as the king's meeting with me." In the interest of time, because I'd like to finish just this brief section, I'll just skip the remainder of the purports. Ramananda Roy then went to inform the king about his talks with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and following the Lord's orders, brought the king's son to see him. The prince just entered upon his youth and was very beautiful. He was blackish in complexion and had large lotus eyes. The prince was dressed in yellow cloth, and there were jeweled ornaments decorating his body. Therefore, anyone who saw him would remember Lord Krishna. Seeing the boy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately remembered Krishna. Meeting the boy in ecstatic love, the Lord began to speak. "Here is a great devotee," Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. "Upon seeing him, everyone can remember the Supreme Personality Godhead, Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, "I have become very much obligated just by seeing this boy." After saying this, the Lord again embraced the prince. As soon as the prince was touched by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, symptoms of ecstatic love immediately manifested themselves in his body. These symptoms included perspiration, trembling, tears, being stunned, and jubilation. The boy began to cry and dance and chanted, "Krishna, Krishna!" Upon seeing his bodily symptoms and his chanting and dancing, all the devotees praised him for his great spiritual fortune. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calmed the youth and ordered him to come there directly to meet him. Ramananda Roy and the boy then departed from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Ramananda took him back to the king's palace, and the king was very happy when he heard his son's activities. Just by embracing his son, the king was filled with ecstatic love, and just as if he had touched Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. From then on, the fortunate prince was one of the most intimate devotees of the Lord. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acted in the society of his pure devotees, performing his pastimes and spreading the Sankirtan movement. So I'll end there for today. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai.